that kind of problem. And I found that story in the elementary school textbook. And I will always remember that. It's like this. Two samurais, by chance, met each other at a hotel in Tokyo. The Japanese are polite people. They bowed to each other many times. They introduce themselves and they start talking. Because they are standing next to a window. And beyond the window, there was a sun that is setting. One of the samurai who came from a small island start talking about the sun. They believe that by talking about the sun, there is no problem, you know, no conflict possible. He said, sir, he told the other samurai, sir, is it strange? Every morning throughout my life, I saw the sun rising from the sea, and in the evening, it sets into the sea. It happens that the other samurai came from a mountain area, and he quickly disagreed. He said, you are wrong, sir. All my life, every morning I saw the sun rising from the mountains, and in the evening it sets into the mountains. And because they are samurai, they have a hot temper, the discussion ends in a fight. Each of them draw the sword and start fighting. At the sound of the sword, the owner of the hotel rush in, separate them, and ask them about their difference. After listening to both sides, the owner of the hotel said, oh, gentlemen, both of you are wrong. Every morning the sun sets, the sun rises from the roof of the houses, and in the evening it sets into the roofs. Look, don't you see? The sun is half above the roof of the house. The two samurai kill the hotel owner and keep fighting each other until both of them die. So, that Japanese story teach the children that even things you see by your own eyes may be wrong. Not to talk about things that you do not see. So be cautious. There is another difficulty in interpreting events in a communist country. That is, we have two kinds of societies, an open society where we live now and a closed society. The difference between the two societies is that on our side, everything is open. If you want to get some information about even military strategy, you can read the American newspapers. You'll find many of them. Everything is open, sometimes too much open. But in the communist side, it's a closed society, not only communist, but there are other kind of closed society, like Iran now. They do not publish anything. So it's very difficult to see. It's completely darkness. So we are like people who try to find something, to look at something in the dark. So it's very difficult to have a complete picture of the kind of society of what happened there. And because in the dark, we cannot use our eyesight. We are not unlike the blind man. And this reminds me of the Chinese story of the six blind men who try to see what an elephant is. You certainly know that story. Let me summarize it. When there was an elephant who came to an area, to a village, where by some reason all the people, the inhabitants, were blind. So they tried to go and touch the elephant and to have an idea about what an elephant is. So the one who touched the trunk stated that elephant is not like a snake. The one who touched the fan said that the elephant is at the ear. Said that the elephant is not like a big fan. The one who touched the leg said that the elephant is not like a column, a pillar. And the one who touched the tail said that the elephant is like a cord, etc. What many people know about a communist country or any closed society is very often incomplete. So they try to interpret events leaning to building the impression on the incomplete knowledge. And this is why there are many people, many interpretations of events in closed society which are very wrong. There's another, a third factor which make us sometimes have a wrong interpretation of events in a closed society. And that is, we believe that men are born equal or similar, so everybody, either on this side or on the other side, are human beings, so we think the same way, we are equally reasonable. People do not know that there are many kinds of mind. There this kind of work has not been discussed before, but since a few years, there was the brain scientist who study a little more carefully, not completely, but now they know something about our brain, and that is we have four different brains, and each people in each culture use one kind of brain. We, the communists or anyone who is fanatical, have a mind they call reptilian mind, like Stalin, like Khomeini. Those who are despotic, who want to rule over others, are believed to have the mammalian mind. They want to dominate people, like the young adult male mammals, who want to be the head of the herds. And we human beings, we have the hemisphere, the two hemisphere, the neocortex divided into hemisphere. There is no complete knowledge about the difference between these two hemispheres, but it looks like our left hemisphere is for reason, and the right hemisphere is for compassion. The soft mind, the tough mind, and the soft mind. So in all, we have a four kind of mind, and one culture differ from another because the mind or the brain, the part of the brain they are using. The problem is very complex, but let me explain what is different by comparing our mind, the mind of people in an open society and a democratic society, and the mind of people who are in a closed society. Every cultural renaissance movement in the world.
It doesn't work. It's not these.
Either it is in ancient Greece, ancient India, ancient China or in Europe in the 17th century. This least cultural Renaissance movement always start with skepticism, a school of skepticism. We have Bacon in England, Montaigne in France. And later develop a school of rationality. This was the work of Descartes and Pascal. And third, we have a school which preaches moderation. And then a school of tolerance. The Western civilization inherit this state of mind since the Renaissance movement in Europe. And this is why we develop science and technology, and why we can have democracy. There cannot be democracy without tolerance. The problem we have with many countries who are either leftist or righteous, killing each other because they don't have this. And that happened in Latin America and in the Philippines. Why? Because both they inherit Spanish culture, and the Renaissance movement in Europe did not reach Spain and Portugal. So, yeah, like this. In the East, we have this taught us by Lao Tzu. We have this by in Confucianism, and moderation also Confucianism, and tolerance came to us from Buddhism. On these are factors, a state of mind which built up this so-called Western civilization. And we have this state of mind in our brain. So we tend to believe that other people have the same. They are as rational as us, or they are moderate and they are tolerant. Actually, people in communist country or in a fanatical regime, like in Iran now, they are dogmatic. And dogmatism paved the way for blind faith. My view is, one cannot have a blind faith when one is not dogmatic. And people who have a blind faith became extremist. And people who are extremist became fanatical. You see that all these are diametrically opposite. I work on the state of mind, and I found some 40 state of mind that govern our country. 20 of them are good, positive, favorable to progress, others are destructive, negative, and destroy civilization. And this is why it turns around, and we build the civilization by our mind, but sometimes we also destroy civilization by our mind. And
move to the mic.
I show you a more complete chart. I ask some people to bring the big chart here to show. I cannot develop that because I develop at in 20 hours at the Foreign Service Institute. So I just show you to have an image. That is the complexity of the system. The red dots are the positive mental state. We have skepticism, rationalism, moderation, tolerance. They, on the other side, are dogmatic, have blind faith, extremist, and fanatical, opposite, etc. So, when I was in North Vietnam to read the land report, my friend and I asked a question. Why Marxism is so beautiful a ideology can produce a communist regime which is so horrible. We discuss and discuss. We could not find the answer. I am the only one among the group who escaped. And that question haunted my mind during the last 30 years. So after 30 years, I think that I cannot yet provide a full answer, but I have some way of explaining on these things. Now, this is one reason why we cannot, it's difficult for us to have a good interpretation of what happens in a closed society. Now, but the case of the PBS is different. It has been largely demonstrated that they are biased, and it's some kind of conspiracy. The previous speaker have provided a lot of proof. I simply want to add one. They talk about Ho Chi Minh. They want to present Ho Chi Minh as a patriot, but they do not quote a writing from Ho Chi Minh. And I quote it, and they did not read what I published it in since 1964. they may cannot find a copy of my book because the anti-war students here, they borrow the book from the libraries and threw it away. So now it's very difficult to get one copy of this book. But this, what Ho Chi Minh wrote, was in the Pravda, was Russian. It was translated in French language, in Vietnamese, in certainly in many other languages. Why do not quote a Ho Chi Minh who described himself? And let me read to you. In the beginning, it was in 1960 when he visited Moscow and wrote this, an article in the Pravda. And there's one, I quote one paragraph. In the beginning, it was a patriotism and not communism which induced me to believe in Lenin and the Third International. That is very true. He started from Vietnam. He went to France as a patriot, a nationalist. But little by little, progressing step by step in the course of the struggle and combining theoretical studies of Marxism-Leninism with the practical activities, I came to realize that socialism and communism alone are capable of emancipating workers and downtrodden people all over the world. Now, and here I add another paragraph. There was in Vietnam, as in China, the legend of the magic bag. Anyone faced with a great problem would simply open the bag to find a ready solution. For the Vietnamese revolution and people, Marxism-Leninism is not a magic bag or a compass, but a ruined sun which lights the road to final victory to socialism and communism. Now, he described himself as a patriot in the beginning, and then he converted to Marxism. Why people still describe him as a patriot and a nationalist? He said that he is no longer a patriot. He appeared to many as a patriot because he played a game, as other speakers have explained. And as a Vietnamese, let me assure you that as far as playing game is concerned, we are the best. Nobody can beat us. I have to apologize to my friend Ban Nai Yo. But let me tell openly that we played game not only to the French, but we played game to the Chinese when they ruled over us. And we played the same game again and again. One example, in the 17th century, a Chinese delegation came to Vietnam on the pretext of some diplomatic business. But actually, they want to have to look around and decide whether or not it's possible to reconquer Vietnam. Now, the Vietnamese administration knew about the real intention, and they played a game. They drafted all the best Vietnamese and post them along the road. The Chinese delegation would come. The best female poet was disguised as a ferry operator. The most learned Vietnamese was disguised as an innkeeper. When the Chinese talk with him, he answered in good Chinese and talk about Chinese literature, etc. Even they draft a champion in Czech, you know, to defeat the Chinese delegation in playing checks. So actually that Chinese delegation report to China that although Vietnam is a very small country, they are highly educated and it's unwise to attack them now. Now, when the International Commission of Control, the Indian, the Canadians, and the poor were going into the countryside to check if the Vietnamese, the average Vietnamese, did know that they have the right to move south, the communists post their cadre along the way, you know, disguising as bicycle repairer or merchant, etc. And when the commission asked them, do you know that you have the right to move south? They said, I know very well. It's in Article 14C of the Geneva Accord. But why do you expect me to move south? We are independent and we are very happy here under the leadership of President Ho Chi Minh. So playing game is our best. That we survive because smartness has always been the weapon of the weak. So we develop that sense to a higher, very high degree. So this is why, you know, many Americans who were involved in Vietnam, like Patti, etc., you know, fall dupe of Ho Chi Minh because he played the game very well. So, to sum up, I think that we, to understand what is reinstitution in the communist country, we have to be smarter. And that is difficult. Why? Because in this kind of society, everything is standardized. If you have some trouble with your car, bring it to a garage, a service, and then they replace something for you. The men who they do not repair anything. They use some electronic device and say that it's your carburetor is wrong. I will change it. That's all. Replace it. If you have want to buy something, you just call Sears or Montgomery Ward. They deliver to your door a big box, and inside you find a instruction. Put part A with part A, screw here, screw there, etc. You need not think. And besides, it's dangerous to think in this country. Many times I miss an exit because I was thinking while driving. So, in a society where technology is developed, people stop thinking. There is some Americans somewhere who think, but we do not think. We don't no need to think because they already think for us. So, we become simple-minded. I don't say you, but you know the American teenager, for instance. When you are simple-minded, you become naive. And naivety leads to credulity, and credulity leads to dogmatism, etc. So there are a lot of Americans who are moving that way. And this is why we have in this country such a phenomenon as the Jim Jones, who committed collective suicide, etc. Now, the problem is now on the other side. There are people who try to escape from darkness, from Russia, from Vietnam, from everywhere. There are people on this side who want to go back into darkness. And these people, among these people, are the PBS filmmakers. They want not only them, but all of us to go into darkness. The problem, the future depends on who will get out, whether the people from the communist country, like Solzhenitsyn, will get out first, or we on the free society will get into darkness first. What was, that will be another dark age, but much more dangerous than the last dark age. During the last so-called dark ages, very luckily there was Arabs who stayed out, and they maintained the legacy of the Greek civilization. But this time, if we, because of the work of such people like the BS, bring darkness to our side, and the communists will control the whole world, they will destroy all the books, and all vestige of civilization will disappear, and no one for many thousand years will not be able to reconstruct it. So I think there lies the danger. There are people who want to bring the whole free world into darkness. So we must realize their real intention and try to stop them from that kind of conspiracy. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Huang. I'm afraid that we are pushing right up against the hour for the reception, and so we'll have to forego a question period. I'm sorry, but we are running over again. I have a couple of announcements I've been asked to make. The reception will be in the Lexington Bunker Hill Room, which is right around the corner. That's at 6 o'clock. The banquet will be at 7 in the Capitol Room, which is the room upstairs in the lobby level where we had lunch. I was also asked to tell you that you can get an AIM tie. I'm wearing one. You may see some around. They're out on the table, and they're moderately priced, and it's a good way to advertise to your friends that you are a member of this fine progressive fighting organization. I recommend them all to you.
Can you give me 2 minutes?
We've got to go. We've got to go. I mean, we are really...
Okay.
We're perfect.